Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hit Blyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. I got to imagine that some of you do have double vision this morning. Or maybe not. Maybe you're just getting home and you're still feeling pretty damn good. So we'll see what happens.
Just wait.
Exactly, exactly. So it is New Year's Day 2016, and Happy New Year to all of you. And, you know, the average time people wake up, as we said earlier, is between 9:37 and 10:15. So thank you for those of you who got up early enough and are listening to 720 WGN this morning. Which means a lot of people are still kind of hanging out, and it's one of those lazy days. I kind of remember, you know, when my wife and I were first dating, one of those things where you just kind of hang out in your pajamas kind of all day long and watch bowl games and eat and hang and just do nothing. It's one of those days that's pretty pressure-free.
It's a good day to do all of the above.
Unless you're doing the morning drive.
Well, you didn't give me the memo about the pajamas because
exactly.
I kind of walked
in. We should have done pajamas
stupid,
in here. Yeah. That would have been all right. That would have been okay. I think people would have understood walking by the showcase studios.
Yeah, sure they would have.
So there are some traditional ways to cure a hangover. So we're going to give some recommendations to you. Some of you might only catch this in the podcast because you won't be waking up until a little later. And then we've got some really unusual ones as well. And I do this every year because it's so much fun. The biggest cure for a hangover, believe it or not, is sleep. I would expect that. Okay. A good night's sleep. Rest is the best friend at this point to give your body a good recovery. It's the best to stay in bed. It says, so call and work to work if you have to. Well, hopefully today you're not working. But you will sound so horrible on the phone that they will believe you that you're sick if you're calling in today and you're in that condition. Replenish your body with fruit or vegetable juice and water. Now, that's true. I've actually heard pineapple juice specifically. Tomato juice is always good for you.
With vodka.
So hair of the dog is what you're saying. Now, you know, I filled in for Lou Manfredini last Saturday, and I was just telling our producer that in the cabinet, she hasn't walked over there yet, but there is vodka and there is Bloody Mary mix underneath there.
And that's what Tabasco. I was talking about, Bloody Mary.
Exactly. Exactly. I asked Elliot Bamber from Chicago's Best. He'll be live in studio at 9, and we're talking breakfast. He said he's looking to see if he can bring some of those over, so we'll see what happens. excuse me, vegetable or fruit juice. Avoid caffeine. I always thought caffeine was good to pick you up, like an iced tea or a coffee. But it says a weak cup of coffee might be okay, but a lot of caffeine will dehydrate you. That's the answer right there. So you got to hydrate yourself and flush that out of your system. Some water. Drink orange juice for vitamin C. Eat mineral and protein-rich food. Even if you don't like it, oh, here it is right here. Drink a Bloody Mary. Hell, if you're going to have to go in there and mix some Bloody Marys this morning, I'm sorry. We got to figure that out. Hair of the dog that bites you. You know who's got a really good, it's funny, we're going up to Wisconsin after this. And sometimes we take, you know, 12 or whatever, and sometimes we take 90 up there. The Mars Cheese Castle, believe it or not, has a very vintage bar inside of it. It's a newer building. You know, they moved and built this new big building because the highway expanded a couple years ago. So they got a lot of money and built this huge, seriously, cheese castle.
Is it the one right off the highway you can see?
Right past 50,
okay.
Like as you were going to get off for Lake Geneva
Kenosha
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And the bar is kind of still pretty vintage inside. They kind of took pieces from the old one in there. But they have, and I swear to God, one of the best Bloody Marys I've ever had. There's a place called Cafe Touche in downtown Edison Park that has a great Bloody Mary bar. That's great because it's got like literally like 20 things you can throw in your Bloody Mary, from, you know, bacon and cheeses and olives and pickles and whatever. There's a restaurant in New York, the Gramercy Tavern, that uses a bread and butter pickle juice in their Bloody Marys.
Oh, that sounds good.
So you've got the spicy, you've got the thickness of the tomato juice, but then you have this bread and butter pickle thing going on. So it's pretty cool too. But around here, up north, they have, and they always like squirt something in there that I don't know what the hell it is, but but it's something obviously that makes it all that much better. I believe it or not, my kids order virgin Bloody Marys when they go there. It's like they put pickled asparagus in there and vegetables and stuff. It's very good. So anyway, Bloody Marys might be a good option for you as well. Taking a shower, switching between cold and hot water. I think that would be pretty shocking. There's something called a corpse reviver drink. It's one part brandy and two parts gin.
Whoa.
So it's, again, drinking more.
Cocktail to cure your cocktail?
Yeah, I guess so. Alka-Seltzer morning relief, that it really works within 15 minutes. And I've kind of realized that, too. I haven't, you know, I'm not a big boozer, but I guess I remember in the day probably throwing some Alka-Seltzer down. It does work. Get some exercise, doing physical activity. In the rare case of having a hangover, drink about 1 to 2 liters of water. Go outside and do some exercise. It's cold. It would certainly wake you up this morning to go out there and do that, wouldn't it?
Sounds painful.
Yeah, sounds painful.
Yeah.
The side effects of aspirin, Tylenol, and ibuprofen can be magnified when alcohol is in your system. So it's best, even though it's the first thing most people reach for, to avoid them to kill the pain. Aspirin is a blood thinner, just like alcohol, and can intensify the effects. And Tylenol, acetaminophen, can cause more damage to your liver. So if you're drinking anyway, you're messing up your liver. Ibuprofen can cause stomach bleeding. Okay, good to know. As an antidote, one reader says a little extra multi-B vitamin would work too of this article here that I'm pulled. Hydrate to clear out the toxins, to help the detoxification process along. It's always good to drink, now they say 3 to 4 liters of water. Before going to bed, try to down 2 big cups and then hydrate again.
You ever notice that after you drink a whole bunch of water, when you have a hangover, you sort of feel drunk again? Like, it makes you feel a little bit worse. Not worse as in, but like, drunk. I don't know.
Because you're mixing that stuff
around. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's flushing out the toxins or making it process quicker, and you start to feel kind of tipsy.
Now, they say tomato juice with cayenne pepper and sugar and lime is also good for you.
Sounds like a Bloody Mary.
It does. No liquor. A glass of water with a dash of salt and sugar before bed and right when you wake up.
Hmm.
I was told like a greasy breakfast was good.
Yeah.
Like you go to a good greasy spoon and get some bacon and eggs and just slop it around on your plate, and that's good for you.
I knew a guy that tried to prevent the hangover and prevent getting drunk real quick by eating a half a loaf of white bread before he went out.
Oh my gosh. That's hardcore.
I knew a guy when I was young who would wear a trench coat and have a banana in each pocket because of the potassium.
And the potassium reduces.
He said that would stop him from that, and he'd have aspirin in a pocket too, just in case. But he said that the bananas prevented him from the hangover.
From the hangover. Wow. Potassium is good for headaches. I know that. So that might be that, you know, that's cool. Try Tiger Balm, a popular topical used traditionally in Asia, but you can buy it in stores. It's blended with camphor, menthol, and several oils.
You're supposed to eat it?
No, you're supposed to. It's topical. soak in wasabi. So they're telling you to take some wasabi and put it in a hot tub and then breathe in. And that's supposed to help with some of the toxins in your body.
No open wounds in that one.
No. Oh, God, no.
Burn
good
like
Lord.
Crazy.
Take a mustard bath. You know, I remember, it's the only time I've ever seen this. You ever see a mustard wrap? It was the Three Stooges. They used to. So it's totally stupid and immature. That's the only thing I remember is it was like one of the episodes where they put a mustard wrap on somebody's back and then ripped it off, and it was supposed to cure pain. Like it was supposed to, like, I don't know what the hell that was. Don't try that. Rub your hangover out of your feet. Reflexology is known as a remedy for a slew of ailments. And I've heard that too. That, like, you know, if a good foot massage in the right points is supposed to get rid of a headache.
A good foot massage will cure anything.
Yeah, it could.
Actually, my mom always advises me to rub tea tree oil on my feet or some sort of Chinese oil on it after a long day, and then to sleep with socks on.
To let it soak in,
yeah,
and kind of make its way through your body.
Yeah, because each part of your foot is connected to another part of your body.
Right. It's exactly right. Because there's different parts of your foot in reflexology that you hit when there's different issues that you have. If you have neck pain, if you have back pain, if you have a headache. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You should listeners too, you should Google the image of a foot and the parts of the body that they connect to, so that if you're having a headache or something, for instance, you can find the area that you can help cure it with by rubbing it with some oil.
There is also 209 says when someone goes to the ER intoxicated, they are given what's called a banana bag, which is a bag of fluid that's high in potassium. So there's your bananas right there, Veronica.
Wow.
That's the reason right
there.
That
guy's a doctor now, probably.
Yeah, he probably is. So. You know, one of those clowns that always seem to have the answer.
And he's got the reflexology chart right here. Let me see what's on there real quick. Yeah. So you got stuff. If you have a descending colon, you just push your foot right there.
Yeah, right there.
Wow. So it's got every. No, seriously.
Yeah, it does.
Waist pain, elbow, lung, shoulder, liver. And I've heard that too. Like someone said, like I have like a something up with my liver, and no, I'm not a big drinker, but there's a part of your foot that you like, you know, massage, yeah. You know, for your liver, bronchial tube, eye, throat, sinus. Sinus is your big toe, the center of your big toe. I kind of knew that one already. Hip, knees on the heel of your foot. If you've got like a knee problem, thank you, sir. It's very kind of you to
you're
pull
very,
that
very
up.
You're welcome.
Very good. Very good. There's different yoga poses you can do. I got to imagine that's got to be painful when you're doing stuff. Finish your night with a different type of shot, wheatgrass. I'm not up this morning. Okay, the world's weirdest hangover remedies. We'll do a little bit of that before we go to break. Ancient Rome, fond of massive, debate goes on whether the bird, it's a beheaded bird that they used to eat, type of bird in ancient Rome. In Namibia, they drink a buffalo milk. Buffalo milk is supposed to get rid of your hangover. Puerto Rico, before an evening indulgence, because there's a lot of this you do beforehand, before you drink, they rub a slice of lemon or lime in the armpit of their drinking arm. Well, that might, I mean, I, okay.
You smell like lemon. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you'll smell fresh, which is nice, you know.
Of course, lemon and BO together doesn't sound very good.
No.
So the combo might not work out.
Tokyo, they eat a umeboshi. It's a pickled dried ume, which is similar to a plum or an apricot. Germany, raw pickled herring with pickles and onions will get rid of it in Germany.
It'll get rid of everybody.
Yeah, exactly. It might. Canada, chunks of Canadian cheese curd smothered in gravy and fresh peppercorns.
Poutine.
Poutine, yeah. Poutine, that's exactly right. Sicily, three words for you, dried bull penis. This has gone somewhat out of vogue, but that's what they used to do in Italy. They said it would restore your virility after you've been drinking. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Haiti, they stick 13 black-headed pins into the cork of a bottle that did it into them. So if you were drinking wine, you stick pins into the cork.
Oh, my gosh.
To say, screw you, bottle of wine, I guess.
It's like voodoo against your alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
You punked me. I'm going to punk you.
Yeah. Not to be outdone by their canary-eating contemporaries, in ancient Greece, they would do a breakfast of sheep lungs and two owl eggs.
And how would you get those?
It said it would avoid an upset stomach. I would think sheep lungs and two owl eggs might upset my stomach.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
Just thinking about it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ireland, best way to cure is to get buried up to your neck in wet river sand.
That explains a lot.
That could be fun. That could be fun. Vietnam, some people grind a rhino horn into hot water and drink it. And the same trick is believed to be a cure from everything from allergies to cancer. So there's that. Turkey, trouble with your gut. You need more guts. That's the logic behind turkey's hangover cure. It's tripe soup, innards boiled with garlic, onion, and sometimes cream. Oh, God. Ugh. Just the cream, thinking about that. Mongolia, pickled sheep eyes and eyeballs from a sheep, two of them mixed with tomato juice.
Yeah, I think I stopped drinking altogether.
Yeah. let's see here. There's some unusual ones in the United States too. Raw eggs they talk about. Now, I know when we were talking about the Mars Cheese Castle, when they do the Bloody Mary, they ask if you're hungover, and they do a little more Worcestershire, and then they put a raw egg in there and mix it up.
Like
so the
Rocky
raw
Balboa.
Egg, yeah.
You have to sign a liability first.
For a raw egg? Yeah. I don't think so, but they'll ask you. They'll make it just for you. Yeah, more Worcestershire sauce, a little bit more hot sauce, salt and pepper, and a whole raw egg. So you do that as well. Native American cultures, it was all about going for a run and working up a sweat and sweating out of your system and then drinking. So it's just kind of flushing your body of the toxins again. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Somebody sent a saline IV would work.
Yeah.
If you have access to that. I'm sure. Pellet tea. Eggs Benedict aside, the U.S. is also responsible for one of the nastiest cures. In the West, Wild West days, hungover cowboys drank a tea made of rabbit droppings.
Oh. I'll take the hangover instead.
Yeah, I guess so.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. There's one cure on the list. Drink as much. This is the big one. Drink as much water possible. Pop a vitamin B complex because alcohol depletes you of those vitamins. And then it says take a couple of ibuprofen once you've gotten some of that out of your system. So don't take it while you've got the alcohol in your system. I hope you're taking good notes in there. Okay. But the reflexology, that seems to be,
yeah.
I hear that a lot. And you can find these places all over the place. All right. We're going to take a look at Blackhawks Express after this on 720 WGN.